Welcome to Nothing Impossible. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Do you feel the Amazon fever, Travis?
I think there is. There's definitely a fever for Amazon right now. I mean, I've seen the hashtag Amazon to STL trending in my Twitter feed quite a bit.
Yeah, people are excited about it. Not just here, obviously. That might be a little bit higher here than some other places.
I don't know. I think everybody is like in a fervor for Amazon.
Oh, these cities. Some cities have sent cacti to Seattle. Others have said, we'll change our name to Amazon, Georgia, if you'll put your headquarters here. So there's a frenzy going on.
There is. And we're going to talk about that frenzy today because everybody else is talking about it. So why shouldn't we? And the show is called Nothing Impossible. So maybe it is possible to get Amazon's headquarters number two here.
So we'll go inside the St. Louis bid. Sheila Sweeney, the president of the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, and Vice President Katie Jamboretz will be here to talk us through what St. Louis may be proposing to Amazon for those 50,000 jobs, billions in investment, and a second headquarters for Amazon.
Yeah, and it will be game-changing for whatever city gets it.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that. Speaking of game-changing, we're going to talk just at the end of this segment, we're going to jump right into Hyperloop, which is the easiest way to get to Kansas City, possibly.
I think the total would be 25 minutes from here to there, and this is the brainchild of Elon Musk, who's behind Tesla. He's trying to launch people into space. Big inventor, you know, these days. Renaissance man, I suppose. And so let's bring in Andrew Smith, who's the vice president of
innovation and entrepreneurship at the Chamber.
And he tells us about Hyperloop, what it is, and how Missouri got back into the deal.
I think Missouri has always been in the mix. If you looked at the initial release that came from Hyperloop, Missouri was one of the finalists. Now, we weren't one of the winners of the competition, but that's really kind of an unimportant distinction. What matters at this point is where is the first Hyperloop going to be built? And with this announcement, the formation of the coalition, a public-private partnership, a strong endorsement from MoDOT, what Hyperloop One is telling us is that we're very much in contention, if not right at the top of the list.
And for people who are like, what is Hyperloop again, and why do we need MoDOT and St. Louis Area Regional Chamber and the University of Missouri and the state, and why do all these organizations need to be involved, and what is this again?
Sure. So Hyperloop is really the most revolutionary new technology in infrastructure and transportation in the last 50 years, I would say. And I mean, to put it simply, a Hyperloop route between Kansas City and St. Louis would allow you to travel from one side of the state to the other in 25 minutes, which is less time than it takes to commute to downtown from Chesterfield. So what you're doing effectively is creating a single metro area that includes a major research university, Washington University, all of our assets in life sciences, biosciences, plant and animal sciences, with about 5 million people. So the implications for economic development, for attracting entrepreneurship and innovation are huge. The reason that we wanted to build the coalition is because Hyperloop One has made it very clear that the winning, if you want to call it the winning location, is going to be the one that really best organizes public and private sector support around this, and we have that now.
Where do things go from here?
Sure. So we've been engaged with Hyperloop for the last 2 years through MoDOT. Where we are right now is we need to raise $1 to $1.5 million to do a feasibility study, an engineering feasibility study. And that'll be managed by MoDOT. They'll do the RFP on it. They'll coordinate that process. But the funding has to come from the private sector on this. So that's really what the primary purpose of the coalition is at this point. Hyperloop One has indicated that if we raise the money for the feasibility study and go ahead and commit to that, that we will be one of the very top sites that they're considering.
Who do you envision using this? Daily commuters, perhaps? Could I live in Kansas City and work here?
I mean, sure. In theory, you could live in Kansas City and work in St. Louis or vice versa. You know, I live out in Chesterfield. It takes me, you know, on a good day, 40, 45 minutes to get from Chesterfield to One Met Square. I could get from a location out in Chesterfield to downtown Kansas City in 25 minutes on Hyperloop.
And I asked Andrew Smith of the Regional Chamber how being in this Hyperloop conversation might affect our chances for landing Amazon.
It certainly doesn't hurt, right? I mean, if you're someone like Jeff Bezos, who is not only, you know, I would say arguably the world's most successful entrepreneur, but someone who clearly wants to change the world for a better, you're going to see a whole lot of proposals from a whole lot of cities that are just about ticking boxes. I think what you're going to want to do is have something that really distinguishes your city or your region and shows that you're committed to being one of the most innovative places in the country.
So what does distinguish our region for Amazon? We're going to talk to Sheila Sweeney and Katie Jamboretz coming up next, right after the break, on Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
And now, back to Nothing Impossible. Once again, your hosts, Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan on KMOX.
Welcome back in, Michael and Travis with you. And you might think that we're in the running for like an All-Star game or a Super Bowl or something like that. Yeah.
Since 1904.
The first American Olympics, though.
Yeah.
Right here in St.
That's
Louis.
That's right.
Now, we're talking about Amazon and the big scramble across the country to land the HQ2, their second headquarters.
Yeah, and St. Louis is putting together... speaking of all-stars, they're putting together an all-star team to really tackle this. Now we're really getting our sports metaphors all mixed up, all-stars and tackling. But we have Sheila Sweeney and Katie Jamboretz from the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership in studio to give us a little bit of background on what this process has been like, what our odds might actually be, and are there people sleeping on cots at this point? Thanks for joining us, ladies.
Yeah, thank you both.
Sure, happy to be here. And We don't have cots and
yet.
We're not sleeping.
Okay. That's why there's no cots.
That's
nobody
why
sleeps.
No cots. That's okay. Exactly right. But we have been putting long hours, but it really is coming together as a really good and robust proposal that we think Amazon will really take note of and give St. Louis some spotlight. And it's exciting. And it's also, an ongoing in that it's going to be a document that we can all use for a long time to come as well.
Yeah, this has been, the detail that Amazon gives in this RFP, companies don't do this usually. They don't throw open a national competition to every city saying, we'd like to put a headquarters somewhere, tell us what you've got. And the level of detail that they have down to the transit that they want, the information they want on the workforce, the info they want on possible sites. How unusual is this?
Well, it certainly to be just throw it open to North America is unusual. Mm-hmm. Generally, things like this are honed down to a few cities or they've hired a site selector or something. So the company doing it directly and that broad of a geographic area is probably unheard of. I don't know of that happening ever before. But I think Amazon certainly knows what they want and how they want things to come together. And so they spelled it out for us, which on the one hand makes it really easy. On the other hand, making sure that we cover every question that they've had
is
what's time consuming.
Part of the brilliance of the RFP in that it forces regions to come together very quickly on a deadline, assemble the best team. We say every day in meetings, we don't have time to fail. Like, we make decisions very quickly.
We do.
And I think that's been a great learning experience for St. Louis because it just opened the door to some new collaborations that hadn't happened before.
What was it? December, Christmas of 2014, 2015, the Boeing scramble, right? That was a time I remember a lot of people in the region coming together, putting a team together around the holidays to address this.
Around the state coming together.
Yeah.
For
does,
Boeing,
it,
yeah.
does this have
state,
a similar feeling to it? Maybe even, I don't want to say larger, but just different? Similar?
It's similar in that there's a lot of regional cooperation. It's a little different in that in that proposal, it was narrowed down. So mm-hmm. St. Louis knew,
right.
that we were definitely in the game, whereas this is, your first crack at getting in the game. So it's a little bit different.
Boeing's requirements
it's broader.
Were so specific to this. When you read the RFP, you realize that it is really calling on communities to be extraordinarily creative. The Boeing proposal was very straightforward. The creativity part's been fun because we've had our brightest creative agencies step forward. A lot of them just offered right up front to do it pro bono. So we feel like we have really creative geniuses working on how we package the message now that Sheila assembled the team.
Yeah, who's on the team? Who's It's like a who's who of, it seems like, the creative firms and the architecture firms in town.
Yeah, that really is, and they are putting together a tremendous package that is backed by a lot of our community leaders. Joe Buck is recognizable nationwide, as many of the others are. But our
CEOs, we'll hear from Joe coming up later in the show.
Oh,
yeah, well, good.
Jackie
Joyner Kersee. And Jim McKelvey, George Paz is chairing this for us for the civic leadership, and Andy Taylor, Dave Stewart, Chancellor Wrighton from Washington U, and Suzanne Sitherwood. So, just people have really stepped up from civic leadership, and then the really excellent part of the proposal, I think, is that the political leadership has also really, set any personal or political interest aside and looked at it for what is really good for the St. Louis community. And so for the first time that I know of, for a development project, not just a road or a bridge or Metrolink, but a real development, we're able to put forth properties that are on both sides of the Mississippi River, and that jointly St. Clair County, St. Louis City, and St. Louis County can come together and put that forth.
So is that a confirmation that the riverfront is the focus for this?
I think we're at the point where we could say the riverfront is a focus for this, because we did do an extensive look into about, I think it was 24 in total, available sites, and eliminated some of them because they didn't meet those specifics that we talked about in the RFP. And then there are others that maybe do meet it, but when it came right down to it and reading everything that Amazon wanted and what we have to offer, it really, those sites are what checked all the boxes and really seemed to be the transformational, the impactful, the creative element that Amazon is looking for. And, but everywhere is going to benefit if we could win this. So there's no site that doesn't work. They're going to be available for all those other businesses that are going to come.
Yeah. And there's also a gut check. When we first read the RFP, it was very clear that what they were looking for was an urban site with a large swath of available land. And we think we're one of the only ones that can offer it at an iconic downtown location that won't have to assemble a bunch of different properties. We have this incredible riverfront acreage that is ready for redevelopment.
I just read from Portland, Oregon, they've got one site within the city limits, one site with enough space.
That could work.
And they'd have to go way vertical on that site to fit all 8 million or so square feet. So you're right. Not a lot of cities have the amount of space.
No, and not, in the center of some vibrancy and for me, I've always loved the river. And so, just to be able to incorporate that in is I think a tremendous asset for our proposal.
What's going to make this? I mean, they're going to receive stacks upon stacks of these, like, other than a shiny folder. Like, what is really going to make the St. Louis proposal stand out? What is St. Louis's value proposition in this case?
Well, some of those things we're just not ready to say yet, because we're not going to put that out until, maybe we've put it in the mail and everyone else has as well. Mm-hmm. But I think that our ability to attract the talent, from being in the world that you've been in for years now, Travis, the talent in St. Louis and the people wanting to come here now, and they actually are coming, not leaving. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge part of it. And our capabilities of logistics, of people moving here, just not only Metrolink, but just other ways, and the ease of congestion. You go to other cities and traffic congestion is horrible, and in St. Louis, you may think it is, but it's not. And just things like that, it makes doing business here easier. So I think we're pointing out some of those really basic things too. And obviously, You know, the tremendous amenities we have. Mm-hmm. You know, it all plays in.
What do you think is maybe the homegrown impact of this with St. Louisans who can be pessimistic sometimes, but hearing the drumbeat of all of the positives that we have to offer Amazon. And we're going to hear on the show again from Joe Buck, the Hyperloop effort. We're going to hear from Chancellor Wrighton at WashU. I've had a drumbeat of stories on the radio about Amazon each morning. And so what do you think maybe lifting people's spirits in the St. Louis region and getting people excited about this? What's the impact of that, too?
Well, you know, I said to my husband the other night at the end of a really long day, it was kind of the middle of the night, maybe I said it, that I think once that this proposal is in, that it probably should be required reading for all of our high school students, because it is a very impactful document that shows all of the things going on in St. Louis regionally that I think people aren't aware of. And so it's easy to be a naysayer. It's much harder to say, wow, we have some really good things going on in St. Louis, and let's work to make those better and push those forward. Mm-hmm. And this document will point that out to everyone, you know. So it is. It's not only going to be a robust and tremendous look for Amazon, mm-hmm, to hopefully choose us, but it's also you know, a point of pride, I think, when you start reading through all that we're doing here.
We've got to get to a break, but real quick, you've mentioned the word regionalism and working as a region so often already, and from the very beginning, you said this was going to be almost an unprecedented regional effort. With NGA, it was St. Louis, Missouri side versus Illinois side, and both sides are cooperating on this, St. Clair County and the city and St. Louis County. What about St. Charles County, and what about some of the other counties, and what's the greater regional situation right now with this bid?
Our bid is regional, and I think that the other counties recognize that while they may have sites that will work in the overall proposal for St. Louis has capacity for you to join us here, you know, I think they realize that the river site is the exciting site, is what an Amazon type of company would appreciate and probably want to do more than any other site. And, you know, so everyone's joining together because it's the best site when you check all the boxes and answer all the questions. And, you know, and then when there are others and, you know, you call that St. Charles County, they have some great sites there that maybe will house other businesses. And so, you know, Amazon's not only looking at themselves, but all the come along, mm-hmm, with, mm-hmm, them. And we have that capacity, so they're an important part of what we're doing.
Before we jump to a break, I want to ask one additional question. Do you have a follow-up?
Well, I just wanted to say, in Amazon in Seattle, for instance, they're talking about $38 billion of additional investments beyond what Amazon has done with their 33 buildings, which have 24 restaurants in them, by the way. But $38 billion of other investments. You have to imagine St. Charles County and the city, and everybody's going to see part of that,
yeah,
if there's, you know, something like Amazon.
So my question, like, really leans to that. We win this. Like, let's just say we win this, right?
All right.
5 years from now, what does this look like? What is life after winning Amazon? Not 5 years, not from now, but from when they've opened.
Why don't we hold on that thought?
We'll do that after break.
That's perfect to come out of the break,
okay,
with. Yeah, we'll be right back with the answer to that question on Nothing Impossible after this on KMOX.
Finally.
Download the all-new radio.com app and listen to KMOX anytime, anywhere.
Download it today for free.
All right, welcome back to Nothing Impossible on KMOX. Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan, and we're going to break out the crystal ball. We have won the bid. Amazon is here. They are opened.
This is not breaking news.
This is not breaking news.
This is the crystal ball.
Actually, Michael, just replay this in like five years. Like,
yeah,
this is
true. Right. Keep this tape.
Yeah,
right.
We're back with it. But Sheila and Katie, 5 years from now, we win this. What does it look like? What's the future look like with this win?
I think our airport looks packed, so much so that we think, wow, how are we going to get all these flights in and out of here? I think the density is downtown. It becomes an extraordinarily vibrant riverfront. And I think Amazon has transformed the way we educate our kids. I think they have such a vision on how you train kids from the youngest ages to be inquisitive and creative and to pursue their passions and do smart work, I think they could transform our education system.
In fact, at the last East-West Gateway meeting, Jefferson County Executive Ken Waller said, we're all going to, if Amazon has 50,000 of these workers here, we're all going to benefit. They're going to live all over the place. And in fact, Amazon, gosh, I think I've slept with this RFP over the last month or so.
Is that your pillow these
just
days?
To know, yeah. They want to know specifically your K through 12 education programs in the region, computer science and STEM and that sort of thing.
We think this we have some regional, programs yeah. that can scale up. I mean, I think that's what's exciting. Ginger Imster on our team is really brilliant at understanding the educational resources in St. Louis and our head of innovation. So she sees the business student connection. But Launch Code is something Jim McKelvey says he can scale it up. If he has a company the size of Amazon, he can scale that up. Parkway has Spark. I mean, there are some really brilliant programs that are starting to take off that could scale.
I guess I'd feel less guilty because now I'd be buying local. Is that true? Like if I buy from Amazon and their second headquarters here, is that technically buy local at that point?
I think it is.
Okay, good.
Well, that's like a Budweiser's a local beer, right?
That's right. Yeah.
It's brewed right here.
Yeah. In terms of the a serious question about the perception of St. Louis and some of the protests that we've seen lately and the national headlines, how does that play into the sales pitch for St. Louis?
I think we face it head on. I think what we know about Amazon is they intend to have an incredible impact on the community they partner with on this. And I think there's nowhere they could have greater impact than St. Louis. We have some real race issues in this town. We have some real issues of people getting left behind in the new economy. And I think bringing this scale of a project, these many jobs to town, if we tackle it in the right way, could be really transformative for the region. And more than anything, I just think this is a total reset of the way we think about St. Louis. I think this mm-hmm. gives us a chance to just think about what we do differently in the future.
Well, I think, Sheila, you mentioned this. This not only is this project or this proposal a proposal for Amazon, but it's crafting a new narrative for the region as well. And like you said, you want this to be mandatory, require reading for all the grade school kids. Is there a without letting the secrets out to our competitors out there, is there a theme that's starting to present itself as you're putting this together, a regional theme? We always, Katie, we've talked a lot about regional branding and,
right,
and a message,
right.
But is there a theme that you're noticing as you're putting this proposal together?
Well, it's very imaginative and creative. Mm-hmm. We think that it does look to the future and that it answers Amazon and, mm-hmm. you know, not only your 5-year question, but your 30-year question. And you know, when it comes to any racial strife that we have in St. Louis, we address that, that, you know, we are doing things. Here's what we're doing now to try to deal with it. It's not solved. And it is an ongoing issue for us that we recognize. And we're not asking you to come and be our savior here mm-hmm. because we're working on it, but we're saying if you do come here, you can be part of a solution that we're working hard on, and you know, it's a national problem. It's mm-hmm. not just a St. Louis problem. While right now the timing is focused on us once again, it's something that we think Amazon may look at as a part of the impactful company that they want to be. That they state in that RFP.
Yeah, I think it was Dustin McKesson from over in Old Post Office in St. Charles wrote a nice piece on Inc.com about mm-hmm. the role that Amazon could play, a bigger picture role in some of the challenges in St. Louis. And I would agree that there is no company that's going to come in and be the savior. The solutions are probably right in our neighborhood already. And I think part of that talent attraction that you were talking about or the retention, I'm seeing a number of young people who are sticking around because they want to address those challenges. You know, the Brown School at Washington University is churning out social workers who want to go into these neighborhoods fix some of those some of the challenges. And industry plays a key role in that, and it does have an economic impact.
And you look at Centene, you know, you look at how they went in and built their call center, which they could have put anywhere in Ferguson right after all the social unrest that happened there. I think we have some corporate citizens in St. Louis that really understand how they can play a role.
Well, 10 days left from this taping. T-minus 10 days.
T-minus 10 days. Is that right? Okay.
Get the Red Bull ready. Right?
Who's counting?
Yeah. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Crossing T's, dotting I's, right? Yeah.
That's right. Well, we have sent some to some of the creative teams. So, you know, it's beginning to come together, the video. Katie's had an all-star lineup of folks that have really stepped up, and
we should give a shout out to all the agencies that have done pro bono work: Rogers Townsend,
right.
Big Wide Sky, Elasticity, and Where Am I or Creative. I mean, they have
Forum put, HOK,
Forum yeah. and HOK. I mean, we have had just such incredible support on this, and you can't believe they all got around the table, and there were no turf wars. It was absolutely, like, what's my piece? I mean, our Mercury Films, which is doing a lot of the video work, I mean, every day he's like out doing new shoots I didn't even know about. He was the one who was up with Michael Calhoun doing the Joe mm-hmm. Buck interviews, and he keeps finding these different people who want to be involved in going out. He helped us line up Jackie Joyner Kersee. So I mean, it's just, the whole thing's been fascinating.
That's a fun team you've put together, because you have Elasticity, so you have like the brilliant mind of Aaron Perlett getting thrown in there to cause a wrinkle. And then you have Big Wide Sky with Elliot and his constant future focus. So if I'm asking about 5 years, I can only imagine what he's asking about. And then you have Roger Townsend, which is one of the staples that's worked with the team, with your team, for quite a while, with 39 North and some of the work out there. So you are putting together this great team.
And what other city has this many, a company like HOK, saying, yeah, we'll pitch in, we'll do pro bono work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. A couple other people have, but the HOK Forum Studios fly through is apparently spectacular, and I think that's what I'm excited to show you and your listeners. Link it up on KMOX as soon as it's ready, and we're ready to put in the proposal. But it is visionary. Bob Clark, I just can't say enough about his vision. He is involved in about, I can't even tell you, 20 different markets. He could have led this for any community. And
they would have loved to have had him.
and he was so dedicated to helping us, because he kept saying, I can see it, we can win. And I think that's what's made us just double down every day.
Well, yeah. Sheila and Katie, there's a Tim Hortons downstairs, which has plenty of caffeine. You need to charge up on your way back.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you for putting this work together.
Certainly.
And I look forward to reading, once it's out and it can be shared with the public, this new, not only a pitch for Amazon, but a pitch for St. Louis. So looking forward to seeing what that has to say.
Yeah, thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And coming up, the conversation continues. We'll bring in Joe Buck, and you'll hear from Chancellor Wrighton as well, as the Amazon pitch comes down to the wire. We'll keep talking about it on Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
And now, back to Nothing Impossible. Once again, your hosts, Michael Calhoun and Travis Sheridan on KMOX.
If Amazon chooses us, we believe that this will make St. Louis even more attractive, and the eyes of young people will come, and we believe that this provides a great setting for many talented people. Amazon will flourish here in St. Louis.
Welcome back, Michael and Travis with you, and that's Washington University Chancellor Mark Wrighton weighing in on the chances of Amazon coming here. Obviously, Boston, for instance, is going to tout Harvard. Austin, Texas is going to say, we've got UT here, so Washington University figures to play a big role in St. Louis's sales pitch.
Absolutely. Speaking of the pitch, you had a chance to catch up with Joe Buck, and he had some thoughts on this as well.
You know, the more I thought about it, the more I landed on it can really be their city, and that's what I tried to convey in the video. I mean, we've got a lot of great businesses in town. I think anybody who calls St. Louis their home wants to see it grow, and this could be a major opportunity and a huge step forward for St. Louis. So when they asked me, I jumped at the opportunity, but that's my sales pitch, is you can come in here to St. Louis and this can really be your town. You know, Anheuser-Busch isn't what it was. A lot of our identity business-wise is gone, and so this is a major opportunity. I hope they really look at it and really take it seriously, because I think it could be really special for them to come into a city and basically call it theirs.
What's the lifestyle argument versus a Boston or a Denver that's fast growing, or even if they've got employees who are in Seattle who might transfer here? What's the lifestyle aspect of St. Louis?
Yeah, and I married a girl from Denver, so I know how great Denver is. I hear about it just about nightly in my home, but I think life's easy here. I like the idea that I can get around this town pretty much 20, 25 minutes anywhere I want to go. I can get out to the airport, and God knows I'm there a lot. I can have a 3:30 flight, and I can leave my house at 2, and I don't have to worry about running into a major traffic situation or huge lines at the airport. I mean, that's the good and the bad of it, right? I mean, if we had more of the business community, I think that airport will grow, which will be a blessing and a curse. But I think life here is good. It's why so many Blues players and Cardinal players and Rams players back in the day, or football Cardinals players back in the day, they get here and they come from all points beyond and they go, you know what, I like it. It's easy for my family. It's peaceful. It's community oriented. And I think that's a big part of the sales pitch, too.
It seems like we hear this about political candidates, I guess. St. Louis does really well one-on-one. An athlete moves here, they fall in love, and they stay. But in terms of the national perception, St. Louis just doesn't show up on people's lists. It's not top of mind. Do you think that's a challenge to overcome with this?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that's the biggest challenge. And a lot of the national headlines about our city haven't been favorable over the last couple of years. So I think it's trying to reverse that trend and talk about all the good that is here and I think really tremendous harmony. You know, I think everybody, to be honest about it, everybody who lives in this city slash suburb would like to see more of a merger and would like to see more reaching across the aisle, almost, so to speak, between county and city. And that's really, in my opinion, where this town has to go if it's really going to grow. So you bring a place or a company in like Amazon, and I think it combines both those things. Wherever they end up locating and then the people that they populate this area with, I think that can help with that web of trying to, you know, bridge those two sides. And it's really one big city. You know, but I don't think anybody from, you know, out in the suburbs, like where I don't tell people I'm from Ladue. I tell people I'm from St. Louis. And St. Louis is what we're looking at right now, the arch and the river and the ballpark, and that's St. Louis, and that should be more of the message.
If you run into Jeff Bezos at a party, you walk up to him, you say, "Hey, Jeff," and where do you go from there?
Can I borrow some money? I would go, first of all, I'm a huge fan of what they do, and whether it's the practical application or even what they're doing video-wise, I'm a huge fan of what they're doing. But I would say, look, spend a couple of days in St. Louis. You know, don't just look at a video. The video's great, but I think you have to kind of be here and send some people in and have them spend a week. And then we'll all cross our fingers and hope the weather's ideal when they show up. But yeah, I think that would be our best sales pitch, is to actually get here. And don't just read the headlines. Get here, walk around, feel it. See what it's like in the county, see what it's like downtown, and then I think you get a real indication as to how great this city is.
And finally, how do you feel as a St. Louis native, and you see the headlines, Popular Mechanics and Forbes and on saying St. Louis, fastest growing startup city, fastest growing for tech jobs, and you mentioned it used to be the brewery here. How do you feel about the evolution of the economy now?
Well, I think that's great, and I think that's where this country is headed. So if St. Louis is headed there, that means that they're right in lockstep with where the United States is going. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, I'm so biased. I grew up in kind of this whole brewery mentality with my dad and his friendship with Gussie, and then my relationship with August and with August the 4th and the stuff I've done for them. And then I saw what those executives did, not just for Anheuser-Busch, but I saw what those executives did philanthropically in the city of St. Louis. And that a lot of that chunk went away, which is sad to me. So, again, get people here, grow businesses. Those businesses have executives. Those executives have upper echelon workers that get into the community and make the community better. That I think, is the exciting part from our side.
All right, so get your Twitter fingers going. Use the hashtag Amazon2STL and also hashtag STL Hustle.
Yeah, make your case. Tell Amazon why you think they should choose St. Louis. And we'll continue to keep on top of this deal, have the latest in KMOX news throughout the week. And next weekend, Travis, we might have the last word before the bid is submitted to Amazon.
Hey, nothing impossible.
And we'll be back with more innovation conversation next week on KMOX.